Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So do you do the thing at Thanksgiving where you all go around the table and say what you feel thankful
for? Not at all.
Nope. Oh, really? Nope. That's so funny.
We go around the table saying, pass this, pass that, pass that. Where's the second turkey? You got the ravioli?
You don't even pretend because it really is. We do this whole serious and it's all mom's going to do it again. Mm. And, you know, my mother led the way and now I do it with our family. Yeah. You know, what do you give thanks for? And my children always would say, her, him, like it was because they were required
right,
to say
required.
It. My family, good health.
I don't, like, that's why we don't do it.
Well, but okay? What are we all so cynical that we can't stop and pay attention and give thanks for the things that are obvious to give thanks for? Mm-hmm. Like we have to pick obscure things to give thanks for. I feel like we live in such a. I tell my children they won the cosmic lottery.
Yes.
But if you don't pay attention to it, you will be a bug in the next life. That's going to happen. Right? You have nothing to say to that, do you?
I've heard of Jewish guilt, but that's like taking it, you know.
Yes, well, it's a little bit of Buddhist guilt, too.
It's a little Buddhist guilt.
But I do think Thanksgiving is a, you know, we have such plenty.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't about not, you know, being aware of everybody else in the world. But that's why I'm always seeking, you know, I love doing a turkey trot that raises money for something on Thanksgiving Day. Or, you know, when we went to Staten Island post Sandy, we wanted to go do something and we came, you know, and served at my old high school, the workers who were trying to turn the electricity back on after years and years and years. So find something.
Well, I tell you what, there are a lot of things I'm thankful for, but one of them is I am thankful that you're right. When I was born, most of the stuff in the world was figured out already.
Yes.
Okay? I didn't have to learn how to make a fire to eat meat.
Right.
It was, you know, I can put it in a microwave
meaning
and have it in 20 seconds.
The second turkey.
Yes, the second. So, I mean, you're right. Your kids, they were born at such the right time.
Right.
The problem is it could also be such the wrong time. But I think it's like been like that forever.
Well, and I don't think it's enough to give thanks around the table. I get an email every year from the Center for Youth. We have our annual Thanksgiving dinner. What are you bringing? Mm-hmm. And I go and I get my applesauce because that's about the only thing I know how to buy. and I bring that down. And by the way, most charities will tell you that people are giving at Thanksgiving during the holidays. Remember them in January and February too.
And July.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.